During previous editions of Main Menu, we've demonstrated how you use JSAY with different applications, and indeed, I'd invite you to visit the Main Menu archives and listen to those items. But we've never shown you how you can train the system to recognise your voice, which is something you need to do before you can start using the product. While the process of training the software with JSAY is not in itself new, it does lead to one of our most important new features, and I'll point out those new features as we go. Now remember, at this point I've not trained the system at all, so I have no voice control, and so what I'm going to do is to bring up the start menu of Windows with the Windows key.
Start menu, backup, B.
And I'm going to arrow down until I find the JSAY Pro 5.0 icon, which is a new feature, and press enter.
JSAY Pro 5.0, J.
There it is.
Leaving menus. Version 5.0 of the JSAY software is loading. Please wait. Product copyright TNT Consultancy Limited 2007.
Okay, so we just wait for a moment.
New user wizard dialog. Your name. Edit. Alt plus Y.
This is the new user wizard of Dragon Naturally Speaking, and this is the vehicle through which the software learns a little about you, how you speak, and the acoustics in the room in which you'll be primarily dictating. Now, the first edit box is obviously self-explanatory. It's asking for your name. But from this point, if you're unsure about anything at all, you can be guided through the whole setup process of Dragon by the use of what we call the JSAY key. The JSAY key is the grave accent key on the computer keyboard, and on a desktop keyboard, certainly, this is located just adjacent to the figure 1 key on the keyboard. And the role of the JSAY key is to provide you with help and guidance during the setup, so I'm going to press that now to see what I can do at this point.
This is the first step in the new user wizard. Complete all the fields which are appropriate in this dialog box. You are currently on the field entitled Your Name. Type the name you would like to use for your speech files and press Tab to move to the next step.
Remember that this product has been designed by visually impaired people, and so everything that we tell you is via a keyboard action. So I'm going to type my name in here, Brian Hartgen. Let's just do a say line.
Brian Hartgen.
That's right. And press Tab.
Language combo box, UK English 2 of 5, Alt plus L.
And press the JSAY key.
This is the language selection combo box. Use the up and down arrow keys to select the language you wish to use.
Okay, I'll just pause there, but I would select the language that I wanted. In my case, that's UK English. And I'm going to press Enter.
The speech files will now be processed. Please do not press any key on the keyboard during this time.
We're just waiting for
the user wizard dialog. Next button, Alt plus N.
Okay, I was just waiting there for the next screen to appear, and here it is. And this is what we call the volume check, and the idea is that it gains an impression as to how loudly you're likely to be speaking. If I tab around this dialog,
back button, Alt plus D, cancel button, help button.
I'm not getting much in the way of determining that this is the volume check dialog box, am I? So I'd better press the JSAY key.
Adjust your volume. The computer needs to listen to you read some text aloud for about 15 seconds. Make sure your microphone is plugged in and positioned correctly. Then press the space bar on the start volume check button. JAWS will advise you to begin speaking. You do not need to read the text on the screen. Just use clear language. In this step, the computer listens to the sound of your voice and adjusts the volume setting of your microphone. When the computer has finished adjusting the volume, it beeps to signal that the process is complete. JAWS will advise you that the volume check has been successful. However, you are not focused upon the start volume check button at this time, so please press Tab repeatedly until it is in focus. Then press the JSAY key again to double check.
So we're not only monitoring the dialog box in which you're working, but also the control that you're on as well. So it's very context sensitive. Let's press Tab to get to the start volume check button.
Start volume check button, Alt plus S.
Now, as was reported by the JSAY key, at this stage you can say anything into the microphone. But despite that, new users to computing still are unsure as to what to say. And so I generally advise them to speak the following text. I'm going to press the space bar and you'll hear JAWS say begin speaking.
Begin speaking.
There are 7 days in a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There are 7 days in a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Volume check complete. Please press the space bar.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
Start quality check button, Alt plus S.
If I were to press the JSAY key again at this point, it would give me information about the quality check, and what's being measured here are the acoustics within the room. And again, we can adopt a similar speech pattern.
Begin speaking.
There are 12 months in a year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. There are 12...
Quality check complete. Please press the space bar.
Following the interaction with one further screen, you're then asked to read a passage of text, which takes between 5 to 10 minutes. How we handle this is that you press the JC key, you listen to 4 or 5 words that you need to speak into the microphone, you speak those words, you press the key again, and you get the next 4 or 5 words. If the software hasn't understood what you've said, then clearly the words that it hasn't recognised will be repeated back. However, notice at this point is being taken of how you intonate, and so if a punctuation symbol occurs during that 4 or 5 word string, we actually stop the reading of the text, so you may only hear about 3 words, but at least you'll know how to correctly intonate those during the training process. Here's a sample of how that works.
We would like you to read.
We would like you to read.
Aloud for a few minutes while.
Aloud for a few minutes.
While the computer listens to you.
While the computer listens to you.
And learns how you speak.
And learns how you speak. Okay, I've paused the training text, but you continue in that vein until you get to the end, whereupon there's a congratulations message. Now, there are a couple of things that you can do within that reading of the training text. The first thing is that you can press the F12 key, and this will tell you how far through the training text you actually are.
You are 3% of the way through the reading of the training text.
Remember what Terry was saying at the beginning of this article, and that was, we adopt a concept of natural language. So later on, we'll be talking to the computer using natural terminology. But we're also very conscious about the speech that we're giving back at all times using JAWS for Windows. So not only did we give you that message using the JAWS message voice, which is the correct contextual voice to use, but also we didn't just say 3%, we said you are 3% of reading the training text. Another thing that you can do, and here's where we start getting into the new features, is that you can press the JSA key twice quickly, and this will virtualize, in other words, place into the virtual viewer the current string of text that you're meant to be speaking. And this is good, particularly if you're reading a passage and you don't understand one of the words that the JAWS software is speaking. You can virtualize it and then arrow through the text. If I press the JC key twice quickly now...
Training text segment is in the virtual viewer. Press escape to close when you finish reading.
Okay, so we've got when you finish reading, so I ought to be able to arrow through here.
You've finished reading, comma, E-A-D-I-N.
Yes, I can, and if I press escape, I go back to the regular training text window. So that's how we interact with the training text. Once that's completed, the files are saved... And then in previous versions of JC, you were rather left hanging as to what to do next. You really had to follow the manual. There were lots of options that you needed to configure within Microsoft Word and Microsoft Outlook. And indeed, there were 28 options that you needed to set within the Dragon Naturally Speaking Tools Options dialog. But how did you get there in the first place? How did you get into that Tools Options dialog? It was all rather complex. And so what happens now is that as soon as the Dragon files get saved after the training, you come into what we call the configuration wizard. Now, when people hear the word wizard, nerves start kicking in because people think that it's all going to be full of checkboxes and radio buttons and edit fields and so on. That's not the case at all. What we've designed is a very simple and straightforward wizard that people can use. It's available on the screen, of course, so that sighted people can view it if they need to. And it's also very interactive from the point of view of visually impaired people. It's designed using the JAWS Virtual Viewer technology. And we call it the configuration wizard because you can actually get back into this wizard at any time, either via a keyboard command or a voice command. The wizard not only contains all the options that you need at this configuration stage, but it also enables you to manipulate all of the options that are available within the JSA Pro product itself, as you'll hear. So the files have been saved, and we're now in the configuration wizard.
Configuration wizard, please press the down arrow key repeatedly.
Which I'm going to do.
Congratulations, you are almost ready to talk to your computer. However, first of all, you need to answer a few questions about how you would like to use JSA Pro. If you would like to accept all of the recommended setup options at any time during the configuration wizard, please press the JSA key.
Okay, so I'm going to do that in a moment because I want to show you what happens. So if you want to thoroughly customize the options within JSA, if you know what you're doing, you can arrow down and answer all the questions. If you are unsure at all, or if all of the options, because there are quite a number of them, are too much for you, you can always press the JSA key, and we'll do that in a moment, to accept all of our recommended options.
Would you like JSA Pro to echo back all of your dictation? In other words, when you say a phrase, it will immediately be echoed back. This mode is recommended for all users unless you are using a Braille display. If you do not accept either of the two choices below, JSA Pro will echo dictation. Link, please activate this link if you would like the echo back facility. Link, please activate this link if you would not like the echo back facility.
So it's very straightforward. You just press enter on the choice you want. But the thing about a wizard generally is that the checkbox will just tell you what the mode is and will invite you to check or uncheck it, for example. Whereas what we're doing here is we're not making any assumptions that you know anything about the technology. So we have a couple of short sentences describing what the mode does, and then we have two options to turn the mode on and off. And of course, once you've been in here and set up these options, although they can be changed at any time, they are remembered across Windows sessions as well. So once you've set them up, you don't need to change them if you don't want to. Let's just hear another option.
JSA Pro can be set to read web pages automatically when they are launched. However, to gain maximum control over the web page, it is recommended this option is disabled. If you do not accept either of the two choices below, JSA Pro will not read web pages automatically. Link, please activate this link if you would not like web pages to be read automatically. Link, please activate this link if you would like web pages to be read automatically.
So let's assume that I do want web pages to be read automatically when they load. If I just press enter here,
JSA Pro will read web pages automatically.
But I'm still in the wizard, so I can arrow down and read the rest of the questions, and I can select the option that I want. And we think this is really going to save a lot of technical support issues arising, and it's going to make the whole interface very attractive for people to just come into the wizard and change the options they want. Yes, we have simple voice commands which will change all of the options, but you don't always remember all the voice commands to change the different options within JSA. So this is going to be the nerve center of the product, if you like. And if you've got an IT specialist who's working with a visually impaired person and they're not really too sure about JSA and how it works, and they need to find a configuration option fairly quickly, this is going to be great for them as well, because they're just going to be able to enter the wizard and here are all the options. It's very obvious as to how to change them. Now, let's assume that you want to go with all our recommended options. I'm going to press the JSA key to accept everything, but then, as you'll see, we still need to ask you a couple of questions.
Please press the down arrow key repeatedly. Do you intend to use the Microsoft Word application?
So we need to know if you want to use Microsoft Word as your word processing application. And we do recommend this, but we need to ask the question just in case you don't have it on your system. But I do, so I'm going to arrow down.
Link, please activate this link if you will be using Microsoft Word as your word processor.
I'm going to press enter on that.
We need to make some changes to the Microsoft Word application. Please start Microsoft Word, then press the JSA key.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to bring up the Start menu.
Start menu, Start button, press.
And I'm going to select Microsoft Word.
Word, W, leaving menus, Start button. Document 1, Microsoft Word, page 1, edit.
Okay, and again, I'm going to press the JSA key, and what will happen is all the options that we need to set within Microsoft Word to ensure it's optimally configured will be set at this point.
Customizing Microsoft Word options for use with JSA, please wait.
So at that point, Word would be optimized for use with the JSA technology, and then it would tell you that the process was complete and to press the JSA key again to move to the next step in the process. And the question would then be asked, are you going to use Microsoft Outlook as your email client? And again, you have yes or no options, so if you select yes, it will ask you to start Outlook, then press the JSA key, and all the options will be configured within Outlook. And then finally, and this will be a great relief to many long-time Dragon and JSA users, all the options, the 28 that I mentioned earlier within the Dragon Tools Options dialog, will be automatically configured. A backup of your speech files is then made automatically and your computer is restarted. And that is the end of the configuration process. It just really simplifies the whole aspect of getting this technology installed and configured in the way that we would expect it to be configured. There is one more thing I'd like to talk about before we leave the subject of the configuration wizard. There is no option within the Dragon Naturally Speaking product to have it start automatically when Windows starts. Now this is unfortunate, particularly because obviously if you're using the computer hands-free because you have to, or just because you want to, this does prove to be an area of difficulty. And in the past, what we've had to do is to instruct people how to put a shortcut to the Dragon Naturally Speaking application in the Windows Startup group. There are also other difficulties. In which order should the JAWS and the Dragon and the JSA products be launched and so on? So it's been an area of complete confusion for a number of years. However, now that is all over because one of the options in the configuration wizard is, do you want JSA to be launched automatically when Windows is started? And that includes the Dragon Naturally Speaking software. So we have the ability now within the product itself to start Dragon. There is no need to put a shortcut in the Windows Startup group or anything of that nature. So we're really pleased about that. We think that alone is a great step forward.